Hey, Pride fam. We at Pride the Podcast want to wish you a happy holiday season.
Remember to spread the joy and live out loud.
Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to Pride the Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
And don't forget our merch, which make great holiday gifts. So go to dnrstudios.com to check it all out.
Happy holidays with Pride.
Happy holidays, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Honestly, I had half the mind to just let that song play for the next episode. Right. It's such a beautiful song.
We released that.
Favorite. I'm sure our fans would rather hear that than us.
Probably.
I don't know. They love hearing us from Christmas because we stupid.
Well, hi, guys. Happy holidays. Thank you for joining us for our little surprise Christmas kiki.
Surprise!
I'm Adam Andrew Rios.
I'm Mr. Braden Bradley.
I'm Darrell Anthony.
And I'm Ashley Mitchell.
I am Ashley's father.
I love it. We have the Reverend Otis Ivory Mitchell joining us today. We're so happy to have you here.
You're blessed.
Thank you. It is an honor to be with Pride the Podcast. Woo, 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 woo.
Who needs special effects when we got you?
And I want to give a special shout out to DNR Studios and Rehab Entertainment for having us again. Thank you guys.
For letting us fools back on the air, man.
Right. Happy holidays from them. Guys. This is Chroma.
Wait, I want to know, Pastor Mitchell, what made you want to come on to this episode of Pride the Podcast?
And why was it Ashley blackmailing you? Tell us.
I think Darrell is on the right track.
What dirt do you have on your daddy?
Right. I ain't got no dirt.
I keep telling her she is my favorite daughter.
Because she's your only daughter, yes. Pastor. Right. We know that joke. We know that joke.
We actually got the dad joke.
Yeah.
That is dad.
I thought we were going to talk about Christmas. We are.
We actually got to spend Thanksgiving pretty much with you a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago now at this point, for Ashley's birthday, which was so exciting. Y'all welcomed us to your home, and it was such a good time. And you made the best fried chicken
that I think I've honestly
ever eaten in my life. And now Ashley has bragged about it for years, but to eat it in person, it was something that me and my cousin, Ladarian, we talked about for days. I mean, he actually texted me the other day, and he said, that chicken. And I was just like, I know. Like, it was so good.
He said, there's a message in that chicken.
He did.
It was received.
More chicken than I have cooked in a long time. I cooked 5 whole chickens.
Wow. And we ate every single piece.
And we ate 5. See, why are you putting numbers on it? Because that means we ate 5 whole chickens.
Listen. People need to hear the Brandon, word.
You missed the chicken.
I know. I had something come up.
My brotherly time.
I know. I had some amazing brotherly time, which I'll tell you all about.
What are some of your guys' favorite Christmas dishes, since we're on the topic of fried chicken?
Ooh, good question. Because, like,
without a doubt, dressing.
Ooh.
Cornbread dressing.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever that stovetop. No, thank you.
No.
I don't make stovetop. I make homemade.
No, I use a box of stovetop to help bind and to thicken, but everything else is from scratch.
I think I heard stovetop in that explanation.
Well,
but you get that cornbread dressing, and your turkey, and
it's Ghibli gravy.
Ghibli gravy, yes. It is off the chain.
Well, Dad, you were saying you want a ham.
Oh, yes.
That's what my...
We didn't have ham for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not a ham.
I make really good ham. I've been
Darrell
told.
Throws down on a ham. That's what my family does.
Really good ham.
You know what my grandma does for her firstborn, who is her favorite? That's my uncle. The oldest uncle.
I'm
not the firstborn of my grandma's. I mean, that's kind of questionable. Anyway.
No, I thought you were the favorite.
Oh, I'm definitely the favorite, no matter when I was born. But for her ham, she puts like the pineapples and the cherries and blah blah blah. Oh, but yeah. Then like her what you call it, the watery
glaze?
The glaze. She does Diet Coke, ketchup, and mustard.
What?
Diet Coke, ketchup, and mustard. Isn't that crazy? But Uncle Jesse, we all love it. Like it's amazing.
I mean, there's the sugar, the salt, the acid from the tomato
diet
sauce.
Diet Coke, yeah. Mustard, and ketchup.
And, yeah, and it has to be diet.
Well, we're watching our weight, Ashley.
Right. I think I would have to say tamales.
Yes. Of which you haven't made for us.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You know what's funny though, Adam, is my mom was wanting to make tamales and she asked me to ask you for your mom's recipe.
Oh, I don't tamales. Even have that.
Okay, well then get it, please.
No, it's the standard recipe.
Adam makes me sick. He made tamales one time and has not since then. He acts like it's such a crime when me and Ashley.
I don't act like it's a crime. I act like it's a chore because it is.
But me and Ashley
said we'd help you,
and we helped you the first time.
Oh yeah, that's fine. But now one of y'all gonna be here over the holiday season. So
right
not now.
Yeah, yeah. You wasted all this time. We could have made tamales in between then. But yeah, no, I agree. Tamales is definitely great. For me, it's interesting you said, Pastor Mitchell, about the dressing, because I actually, once I have it for Thanksgiving and those kind of things, I like move on to like barbecue and stuff for Christmas. Mm. Like I'm more like, yeah, I'm more moving to like barbecue and like ribeyes and like different things to like mix it up, because like when I was younger, we used to have Thanksgiving food for Thanksgiving, and then we would turn around and have dressing and stuff again. And then my mom finally was like, I can't.
That's how my family is too. They're like, let's change it up.
When you have dressing and it's right,
that's
and
true.
I'm talking about it, oh my God, you could have it year round.
You can.
Clap your mom.
Yeah,
have it with everything. Oh, one dish I did forget, menudo. Menudo.
What is that?
Yes. It's like a, you ever heard of pozole?
No.
It's like a hominy. Yes, it's soup.
You're gonna make me cry right now. And that was my grandpa's favorite food.
It's hominy. my family uses like tripe, which is like pig intestines.
I know what tripe is.
Yeah.
Chitlin. I cannot with some chitlins.
And then and it's just lots of spices and put it with like lemon and onions.
Do you guys like eat the turkey liver or the chicken liver?
Put that in the giblet gravy.
So me and my me and my mom fry it. We love liver. Yeah. So me and my mom fry the chicken that we're going to put in our chicken and dressing and the turkey liver that obviously comes with the turkey. We fry that and we just eat that before anybody comes to eat any appetizers, any dinner. It's just me and my mom's thing. We love the liver.
Brayden, does anybody... The thing I remember most about Christmas is the smell of all that food in the house that my mom used to cook, Ashley's grandmother, and it just when I smell the fresh fruit and the cakes and the pie.
Cakes and pie.
And the... Okay, I think Ashley left the planet. All of those smells, though, it makes me happy and makes me feel like the holidays are really here.
Yeah.
That's a really good
idea. It brings a sense of like nostalgia.
I mean, the whole thing, I mean, the food, the decorations, the Christmas music, as we were talking about earlier, all of those really, like, changes your mood, and you have to be, like, really Grinchified to be like, I ain't doing it. And, like, some years, though, for Christmas, I myself, I'm just like, I don't feel in the spirit. But, you know, after everything I think that we've been through in these past 2 years, we're literally going on to, we're about to have a trilogy called Coronavirus. I mean, it's just crazy. We're still in it. And so you just have to be thankful. And it's definitely made me be like, oh, thank God, the holidays. But I always get sad when they end. I get sad when they start because I'm saying goodbye to friends for a little bit. But then I get sad when they end because I'm like, well, that was quick. Because it's very quick.
Yeah. Do you find yourselves since COVID, like, holding on to these Christmas traditions, like,
100%
tighter,
you think? Yeah.
Oh, that's
because now you don't never know when you're going to get to do it again.
Exactly.
Or who's going to be around the table the next time you do gather to do it.
Well, I was going to say, one of the traditions my sister and I would do would go to the movies on Christmas, either Christmas Day or, like, you know, adjacent. and watch right. whatever comes out. You know, it was always like some big blockbuster, like Star Wars or the Robert Downey Jr. movies, Sherlock Holmes. I remember that we went and saw that together. Mm-hmm. But now with this new variant, it's like, I really want to go back to the theater again because I don't know. Maybe I'll stream something new.
It was interesting.
So, Pastor, you're obviously like the lead prominent figure in your church's congregation. With the crazy pandemic that has happened, how have you navigated this craziness to celebrate like the Christmas holidays? Like, is it different than it was from 2019? I'm sure it is. Like, what's your take on this, and how do you move forward?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that, because everything is really different. Prior to the COVID crisis, you know, every year was like every other year. Mm-hmm. But now it is just different because church is different. Our church is shorter now, not as long. And of course, not as many people come, because some people are still, and rightly so, scared to congregate because, mm-hmm. you know, you don't know where, you know, the Omicron virus or the Delta virus or whatever one that doesn't even have a name yet is lurking, waiting to get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let me get on my soapbox real quick.
Please do.
The fact that some people still will not take a vaccination, I think that is so crazy when all of the people who are dying virtually, I mean, like 98%, 97%, are people who are not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that doesn't tell you you need to get a vaccination, I don't know what does. So please, whoever you are, get a vaccination and the booster or whatever you need, mm-hmm. Because people are dying. And people say, well, it's my right and I'm not hurting anybody. Well, that's not exactly true, because it's because of the unvaccinated people that the virus is able to actually spread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and mutate.
If you're vaccinated, now granted, you can still, if you touch something and you don't wash your hands, you can pass it that way, but you can't pass it by your own contamination. You can pass it because somebody who wasn't vaccinated, who had it, left it somewhere, and it just jumped on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have another question, a follow-up question. If Jesus were alive today, do you think, I'm sorry to go there, but this is real. If Jesus were alive today, do you think that he would encourage people to get vaccinated?
Oh, without a doubt. Let me go biblical for you.
Please do.
Something that makes sense. The Bible says, Jesus said this, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. And what he meant by that was just because you're holy, Christian, or religious, doesn't mean that you don't live in the real world and that you respond to real needs and responsibilities. And so I certainly believe in God. And that's one of the reasons why I take the vaccination, because God provided that. Mm. And if you're not going to say, if you're going to say, well, my faith tells me that God will protect me, then get away, do away with all doctors, do away with all medicine. Don't take anything. If you get cancer, don't take any treatment. Just go ahead and quickly die. Don't take chemo. Don't take radiation. Because guess what? That comes from doctors. So just get rid of all doctors and let them go play basketball or something. But if you believe in any doctors, why can't you believe in the medical profession, which says that this is the best defense against this virus? Mm-hmm. Get vaccinated.
I 100% agree with that. Amen. And I actually, wow, that was really good. And I will say that I feel like I am living proof. You know, I was around people a couple weeks ago who had all tested positive. And I had went and got my booster. And when I went to the doctor, I was like, let me get like tested and see, because I'd waited the appropriate amount of days. And the lady who was doing my test, and she said, well, why are you worried? I told her the situation. She said, and you have your booster? She said, do they? And I was like, they don't. She said, it's highly likely that you're going to be positive. She said, I would be shocked, she said, if it came back. She said, because the booster will defend that. And sure enough, I came back and everything was negative. And, you know, obviously I'm not sick. And it was just very interesting to see, you know, you're in certain circle with people and you hang out and they're like, you know, they were getting their booster shot, you know, they're about to. And it's clearly important, like Pastor Mitchell said, everyone has to go out and get their booster. Like you, because it's honestly selfish at this point. All of us have older relatives that we're around or people who have compromised immune systems. It's kind of selfish at this point to not get it. Like, that's just crazy.
And what trips me out.
You don't want to lose your nana because you didn't take a booster shot.
Right.
Opa, or whatever you call your grandfather, because you didn't take a booster shot.
Your meemaw.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just wild.
It always trips me out, though, when people like who are anti-vax and are like, I don't want to do that because it infringes upon my rights, X, Y, Z. But then when they get sick, go to the hospital.
Where are they going
to
go?
So it's like, well, why do you trust that but not this vaccination that they're trying to provide for you already, so that way you don't even have to come in here?
Well, that's why,
like, when where is their thought process on that? Like,
well, that's why when Nicki Minaj spoke out about like being anti-vax, and it's just, she's like, I need to do more research. And I'm like, did you do the research on all the stuff you had pumped into your body to have it the way you do? I mean, right. Like, let's be clear, because it's like,
no, you're right.
You can't have it both ways.
Can't, I mean, cherry pick.
People want to go around and say, well, I don't believe in that. And it's like, all right, well, you put a lot of other substances into your body, like sports players who use steroids. So you're okay with that. But you're not okay with this, and you're causing games to be canceled, and it's just really crazy. But I'm glad that Christmas isn't canceled.
So this is a wonderful holiday episode.
Yes, sorry, going back.
I think that we should talk about our favorite holiday
movies,
times, or movies.
Yeah, let's talk about favorite
like
movies.
Like COVID, right. Who cares? Yeah, Pastor, what's your favorite holiday movie, Pastor?
It's A Wonderful Life.
I love that movie.
And, Loretta Young, I think, it's made in the 1930s, so it's going on close to 100 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, yeah.
My God is right. Wow.
But the reason why I like it is because it just has a story to tell about the value of human life, and that even when you think your life has no value, guess what? It does. Mm. And it does make a difference. The little things that you do could change the trajectory of someone's entire life. And you may not even know it, but you may have someone in your life that changed your life and they don't even know it.
I love that movie. It used to come on NBC all the time every Christmas. I'm sure it still does. And that was one of those.
We can stream it now, girl. It's, of course, 2021.
Yeah, so. But I still have cable because you know, whatever. But the point is like, I have all of it. I don't care. I love TV. That was one of the first movies I saw where it was kind of like, I want a different life. Like, I don't want to do this. And, you know, you see life without you. You know, you see those type of movies where people say, like, I wish I had a different family or I wish I wasn't here. And then you start to see life outside of it and you're like, yo, I got a reality check. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love The Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol is one of my favorite
I was going to say, so that's like the plot of Home Alone?
Yeah,
Ashley, like, what's your favorite?
Honestly, I think my all-time favorite is The Grinch with Jim Carrey. It doesn't matter how many times I see it, I laugh every single time.
You and me both.
And it brings me into like the Christmas spirit. I mean, there's multiple movies, but I think that's the one that I'm always looking forward to watching the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And A Christmas Story too, that's pretty big.
Yes.
Too. We watched that when we were at your place last. Didn't we sat and watched the whole thing.
We did.
And what is so interesting about that is that was actually my era of being a child. And when he's talking about how important getting a BB gun was to him, I mean, that was every American child, black, white, or whatever, wanted a BB gun.
Oh yeah.
Wanted a BB gun and wanted to go and shoot and play cowboys and Indians. And so when that movie was so right on, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I loved watching that.
And now people done grew up and forgot about BB guns and they're like, let's just get guns and keep shooting.
Anyway, one of my favorites is Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, get out.
Yeah, like it's one of my favorite like holiday movies.
I thought you were gonna say Elf.
No.
Adam hates Elf. Mm. I love Elf.
I love Elf too.
The Will Ferrell, it's always a hit or miss, and that one was a miss for me. Like,
I like Elf.
It's good. It's
because you have a real heart, Pastor.
Will Ferrell has a lot of bad movies, but I just feel like that's one where everybody's usually like, "Oh no, Elf is great." Like, you can say Will Ferrell has a lot of bad movies because he does.
No, but. And like I said, I can appreciate it, and it is a nice holiday movie. Everyone does like it. It's just the antics and the
Adam has that grown man doing comedy antics.
Yes.
How about Polar Express?
Polar Express is nice.
So I'm gonna
it's a little long.
I'm gonna sit out on Polar Express.
No, it's nice. Yeah, you know it's like nice.
That movie is, the animation is so realistic.
So
it's
realistic. So
I mean, anyone can draw.
Story makes it's Brayden such can't a draw. Good story and told very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will say Ashley did let Darrell and I do the Polar Express exhibit at what museum?
At Ripley's.
No, I was working at Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, so she let us do that, and like that was really cool. And they like would spray mist on you.
The hot
you,
chocolate smell. Had,
the hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Before Ashley was not asked back, but it was good.
I was straight up fired from Madame
Tussauds. Oh. Yikes! Is that because you brought your friends in to see the exhibit?
No.
I did do that, but it wasn't. It was because I was on my phone and I was late.
Wow.
It's the not ask back for me. It killed me.
My favorite Christmas movie is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from the 30s or 40s or whatever, like the claymation. With what was her name? Not Latrice.
What?
Royale?
No. The girl Rudolph.
His little girlfriend. I don't remember.
Yes, y'all do remember it.
I know
what you're talking about.
With like the abominable snowman and then like the talking snowman.
Mr. White Christmas.
No, that was from the Heatmeister.
No, but
Santa Comes to Town.
No, but I love it's that one. Like, we are a couple of misfits. We are a couple of dipshits. We are a couple of poop. Whatever that song is.
Yeah. With
Yeah, you saw a different version.
Right.
I might be.
The elf wants to be a dentist.
Yeah, he wants to be a dentist, buddy. He wants to be a dentist. Yeah. And then he meets either. He meets Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they like chip that. Y'all don't know this
he
movie.
Gets sent,
we know the movie.
He
but...
runs away. He runs away because the head elf is like, "You cannot be a dentist." And he's like, "Well, I can show you, but I can tell you." And so he runs away. Right. Runs into Cornelius and his pet, and then they somehow get to the island of misfit toys, and then they run into the abominable snowman, and then Rudolph has to save the day.
Wow.
All that, yeah.
I can't believe y'all don't even know that.
We do know. That.
I just literally told you what it was about.
No, I mean our guest on the pod.
Yeah, they do know. Everybody knows what you're talking about. They just don't know the name of the girl.
I'm gonna get it. One moment.
So listen, what is one gift? This is my next question that I want to ask actually. What is the one gift that you did not get when you were
Clarice?
Younger? Sure. Okay, Clarice. What is the one gift that you wanted when you were younger that you did not ever get and you just were upset about it? Like it really broke your heart. You're like, I didn't get that. For me, I'll start every fucking year. I'm in the presence of a pastor. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is also our Christmas episode, so.
Oh, hallelujah. What did they say on, what did they say in Arrowverse? Actually, fracking or something like that. So for me, I wanted a computer every year. And I was so mad because I was just like, I just want a computer because everybody got a computer.
Those are expensive.
It was expensive. And my mom like kept explaining, like, I ain't got it.
Yeah.
I wanted a computer. And then finally, there were these people who were like, my mom was like working with like doing home health care for this lady. And she was just like, I want to get you something. She said, what do your son need for Christmas? And she's like, what's on his list? And she bought me a whole computer. Aww. So it was so
How
nice.
Old were you?
AOL
32.
No, 13, 14. Shut up, Brayden. I was 13, 14 or something like that. I mean, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. getting
one. So I did end up getting one, but I remember just being so upset year after year. And I remember seeing big boxes on the tree. I was like, that's the computer this year. And it wasn't. I was like,
I had that same exact experience when I had gotten an N64. And that was, yeah. But at that same time, I was like, oh my God, there's another box there. Like, that has to be the computer. Like, oh my goodness. It wasn't, but it's fine. It was, you know, they were pants and, you know, shirts and stuff.
That's a big box.
And now, I would love that box.
I would love a pants.
Then, I sure would. But now it's like, then it was like, I don't want that.
It's crazy how electronics were kind of just like, I don't care about it no more. I used to love a computer.
What gift did you get that you really did want
and did get?
My N64.
My PlayStation.
Wow. I loved my N64. Mm-hmm. I got a computer 1 year.
Yeah.
I got one rub in my face. Brayden looked at me and smiled and said, I got a computer 1 year and smiled.
You did not.
No, my mom's second husband bought it, but, you know.
I also enjoyed getting a cell phone when it was a track phone, those Nokia phones.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was so happy
to get a trap phone.
No, a track. Not a trap, but today I would definitely use it as a trap phone. I should look into that because I need another phone for my other business. But no, I mean, those are things like I think it's so interesting. And as you grow up, like Adam said, your interests change, and we're just like, parents, please just give us some socks or some underwear or some pants.
A gift card.
I just had a conversation with my mom. I was like, I don't.
Money too, for yes. sure.
Money too, yeah, out of debt.
I was like, I don't know what to give you, and I don't know what to tell you to give me, because we're old now, and like, if we need something, we just get it.
Right.
So, it's weird. But it's weird right now.
I like the idea of what you were doing for your doorman at your building. You know,
because I don't know them.
Well, but regardless. Like, I feel like I would appreciate more like a handmade gift, or if it's like, you know, something just something
Ashley,
special.
Do you know what
I
gave
like
my
that.
Doorman?
What?
I gave 9 gifts today, and I baked 9 loaves of bread, homemade, and I gave them 9 homemade candles that I make, obviously, and then I also put money in a card that I wrote them.
That's very nice. I'd be very happy to get those.
Right?
Yes.
Like, isn't that nice?
I would be like, wow, this is it's a very thoughtful gift because
right.
you're putting your love using your hands.
And it was all branded, obviously. It all had my logo, like right. everything,
I
obviously.
Mean, there's a little bit of narcissism in it, but.
Well, yeah.
And see, that's what I'm saying. I like that now as an adult. Like,
agreed.
Yeah, you can get me like a shirt or you can get whatever, a sweater, a hat, you know, cool. But if it's like, you know, something silly or, you know, like kind of like a gag gift, like those are the funniest to me because it's like, oh, you knew this about me to like, oh, and remembered to get this for you.
And
you
also
know?
When we were when we were young, we didn't realize that this happens every year.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, here we are again. Let me figure some gifts
what
out.
Is one what? Christmas memory you have that, like, was either was a bad memory. Let's just start
I'm
with
not,
that.
I'm not.
I'll start.
Wait, I didn't get to say.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they didn't get to say the first 2 questions.
Yeah, what gift did you get, Miss Mitchell?
Every year it started to get to the point where I would write a list and I would write stuff that I want and then I would put, or you cannot give me any of this and I would love a dog. I said that at least a 3 or 4 Christmas lists and I never, obviously we never got a dog.
Ashley, you don't need no dog.
I never owned a dog in my life, and I've always loved dogs.
She's getting a dog this year.
One, my brother was like allergic to like dog hair. Not so much anymore, I don't think. But there are ones that like he would have been fine. But then my mom also really didn't want like animals that weren't in a cage. So
yeah,
he had turtles and gerbils and fish, but anything else, she was like, mm-mm. She's like, I'm not taking care of it, so.
Ashley, are you going to get a dog this year?
Yeah, right. No.
We should start with a kitty cat.
You can have. I got 2 you can have.
No, my mom was scared of cats, so. Again,
right.
She didn't want anything that wasn't in a cage.
She don't want nothing.
It's a real keeper. A keeper in a cage.
Right, right. And then I think I said this last year, the gift that I really wanted that I did get was my Barbie dream house.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that too, and I couldn't get it because I'm my birth certificate said I was a boy.
I got it. I got a Barbie dream. I got a Barbie dream house.
My girlfriend did, so and bad. I would go to her down the street and play with hers.
Yeah. What does Pastor Mitchell? What is the one gift that you didn't get, and what is the one gift that you finally got that you wanted?
Oh, okay. They're both one and the same.
Oh.
Back when I was a kid, you know the what it is the 007 movies mm-hmm. came out. James Bond had a sports car, a Jaguar.
Okay.
And they had an electric one that I wanted, of course. Never got it. As a matter of fact, me and my brother, we had to share gifts. We were so poor. How poor were you?
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
We shared gifts and everything. But it was cool. It was all right. But so I never got that. But then March or April, well after Christmas, my mom came home. And I don't know where she got it or how she got it, but so the thing that I did not get was that electric little car, Jaguar, that one March, she came and had that and gave it to me for no reason at all. And I like lost my ever loving mind.
Aww.
That's really nice.
Those are the best gifts when you're not expecting them.
That I got mm-hmm. later.
That's amazing.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
That's very sweet. I love that. So this year, I hope we all continue making more Christmas memories. You know?
That's what I was saying. What was like one of your like favorite Christmas memories or like terrible Christmas memories? I said I'd go first. Real quick. So I...
Tell us.
What?
We waited.
Nothing.
No. Oh. Our school had a Christmas like... market, and I went and bought my mom something. It, you know, it was like a $2 little something or whatever, but it was like a jewelry box.
Aww.
And it, you know, they wrapped it up for me and all that, and I put it under the tree, whatever. And me being the little kid I was just like, Mom, look, I got you this, like, you know. And she kind of shook it, and then she guessed what it was. And then instead of, you know, playing it off like, oh no, that wasn't it, you know, I panicked, freaked out, and started crying. Because she was like, I was like, oh no, you ruined it. And she's like, no. She's like, you could have said that's not what it was. I was like, I know, but now you know. And I thought I ruined Christmas. That Adam just popped in my mind.
Adam could, baby, Adam can cry. I love it so much. Adam was like, what? I can just see baby big-headed Adam crying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Let me think of one. Brayden, you go ahead. A memory? A bad memory?
I don't mean to take this down a notch. I'll be really quick. I don't have a favorite Christmas memory. Oh, I have a worst Christmas memory. That's when my parents found out that I was gay, and it was a terrible time. So, moving on.
And now they let his gay best friend come home with him every Christmas, so that's fun.
Growth.
You know what that's called? Growth. Ashley, what do y'all have on your end? Because I'm still thinking.
A bad Christmas memory?
Or a good one.
Yeah, I said good or bad.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I don't really have any bad Christmas memory. I mean, yay! Not my word.
Yeah. Pastor's like, I raised her right. I did it.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I don't know.
Good Christmas?
Oh. Probably.
Well, Ashley, you're privileged.
Well, how am I privileged?
Because you can't even determine which amazing Christmas memory you had, because they were all beautiful.
Is that bad?
Not at all.
One of my favorite Christmases, honestly, was last Christmas because of COVID. Like, most of us couldn't go home, and it was really nice to spend it with all of the friends. And I loved our little like dollar store exchange thing that we did.
That was really fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, and I felt like last year was like a really good Christmas.
That's cute.
It was home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I agree with that. I second that. I actually haven't really had a bad Christmas. I remember my first year here because I used to go home only in January because it was so expensive to go home during Christmas. So my first Christmas in New York was always so special because I was just like, oh, I'm here. And I realized the community of friends that stayed here, and it worked. And I was able to have that. So for me, any Christmas I get to spend in New York that I always thought I would be scared and sad to be away from family, which, you know, it can be very sad. But, it, you know, I was like, I have a home here, too. So it's no longer like I'm just sitting here eating Chinese food by myself on the couch crying. Like, I have a group of people. So
honestly, because I spend Christmas here in New York almost every year. There may have been like one or two times I've been actually home for Christmas since I've been here. And I love it. I love being here. Usually I'm by myself, so it's nice. I have myself a little merry little Christmas.
All
right. Order me some Chinese, because I don't cook for just me.
That's true.
Right. You only cook for like 20 people.
Right.
For sure.
And their and then their families.
We've been starving since Ashley's been gone. We just be looking at each other all the time. I was like, Adam, we've got to eat. Like, I think last week
I made that soup.
Right, but Ashley was here.
Really, really good. My mom told me to ask you for the recipe.
Oh no, I can't do that.
Oh my goodness.
I'll just send her to Pinterest. It's fine.
Honestly, no, it was, yeah, it's one of those situations of just like I Googled it and said, all right, bet. And then just added my own things.
I mentioned that I hope that one of the things you remember about Christmas is what Christmas is all about, which is the birth of Christ. And even though we know, because we get, as a pastor, I get hassled by this. Well, you know, Jesus really wasn't born on Christmas. Nobody really knows when he was born. That's true, but
this is when we celebrate.
Yeah, right. This is when we celebrate. And the reason why we give gifts at Christmas is because, from the Christian point of view, we say that the greatest gift of all was given on the very first Christmas, which was the birth of the Savior. So,
amen.
And God gave, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That was the best gift and the first gift given. So hopefly we all will remember. Now, when I was a kid, no connection whatsoever. But now that I'm older, and even if I wasn't a pastor, because I've been a Christian much longer than a pastor, I like Christmas because it reminds me that I have life because he was born.
And honestly, honestly, I'm so grateful that he took care of my sins for me, because I sin a lot. And it's so great. It's so great that I don't even have to worry about it because he's already taken care of it.
So what you're saying is that you would be on the naughty list. Got it.
No, not no more. Right. No, because Jesus died for me. And I'm always going to be on the nice list because Jesus got me.
I'm going to have to look
into
that.
I don't know if that's how that works.
We're going to have to, I mean, yeah, but we'll have to look into that.
Look into it all you want.
Amen.
He is the reason for the season, and that's such a good message. Everyone, hold on to your families and your loved ones close. I mean, this has been crazy this year. Everyone on this podcast has lost someone very close to them.
Yes.
Pastor Mitchell has been doing funerals like every other week. Yes. Like, it's absolutely been crazy. So, you know, our hearts and our strength go out to not only us here at the podcast, but to everyone out there who might be a little bit lonely or not seeing a familiar face around the table or at your house. They will be there in spirit. They still love you. It's going to be a very interesting Christmas for a lot of us. So, love you guys. Yeah.
And let's look forward to 2022, because it has to be better.
It has no choice.
It will be better. It has no choice.
Thank you, Pastor Mitchell, for
joining us.
Guest starring on this Christmas special episode.
Yes, it is my honor, and I can't wait to play it back and listen to it.
I love that. Well, guys,
thank you all.
Again.
Oh, I was going to say, I enjoyed you all coming for Ashley's birthday. And our house will never be the same. We rocked. And when you all performed and sang and split and played the games and all the things y'all did and the stuff that, you know, I didn't see that I know y'all did anyway.
I knew that was a camera.
He really is the voice of God.
I knew that was a camera upstairs because I said they caught me.
He is omnipotent. He is everywhere.
He knows everything. There is no escaping God. Yikes.
Yikes. That's crazy. Well, on that note, Pastor Mitchell, tell them where, if they are in San Antonio, actually, this is important. Tell them where, if they're in San Antonio, where your church is, where they can always find a home if they choose to come to your church. Let them know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go to 333 Martin Luther King Drive. That is so easy to remember. San Antonio, Texas. We're right next to the Alamo Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yes.
Many of the games and Spinal Fours and stuff is played. So you can't miss it. It's a 150-year-old church, but we don't have to be old or act old. We've just been around a while, so that means we know what we're doing. Come and have a good time. And we enjoyed you guys coming to church with us.
I loved it. It was a really good time. Yeah, it was needed.
It was needed.
on the web at Mount Zion First Baptist Church. Mount Zion First Baptist Church, San Antonio.
Perfect. You heard it here first, people.
Yes, I definitely, when I walked into the church, I had one toe in. I said, am I good? They said, come on in. I said, all right, cool.
You didn't feel an electric charge.
I just want to know. I did.
I tell people all the time, the church ought to be the place where everybody feels welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Because there is no perfect people.
No, man.
No.
Exactly.
No, man.
That was only one, and they killed him. And
that's so true.
The church is not a haven for saints. It's a hospital for sinners. And so all of us are patients. So come on in and let's get healed together.
Amen.
Way to take us out there, Pastor Mitchell. I love that.
That's right. Ashley's proud. I know she's going to do the head. She's like, Dad. I know.
Like,
that's my dad.
I love it. Guys, as you know, you can follow me on social, Darrell Anthony, and I am Darrell Anthony. And instead of Venmoing me, do send it to your favorite LGBTQ charity or your favorite, more importantly, Black trans LGBTQ charity.
Or donate it to Mount Zion in San Antonio.
And also send it to your favorite church. It's very important to make sure to give back and to make sure people can continue giving the wonderful messages that Reverend Mitchell gave and also everyone else. So
It's always important to pay it forward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can find me, Box Wine Poppy with a zero, on Instagram and Twitter. You can Venmo me and I will donate it.
to Pastor Mitchell's church.
Adam is the charity. He's I'll take it.
I'm Mr. Braden Bradley, and I am so proud to be a Christian.
Woo!
All right. And I'm Ashley Mitchell. You can find me at Ashley Aaron M anywhere. And yes, please do donate to a charity or use your time and your hands and just spend time.
Yeah.
Amen.
And get people gifts from Pride, DNR Shop Studio. Check us out. We have merch there. If you want, you know, we have sweaters, we have shirts, we have bags, we have a lot of things in there. So please get your person a gift of Pride, the podcast. We have some really cool things in there. And you can also give us a call, any questions, comments, concerns, at 844-25-PRIDE. And you can also email us at pridetheseries@gmail.com and slide into our socials. You know where we are, Instagram, Twitter, and also Facebook. We love you guys, and thank you so much for this
Happy
episode.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Be safe and be blessed.
Ooh. Amen.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rocking around the Christmas